Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, who dat's welcome on into the point after the Saints falling 25-19 in the Dome to the New England Patriots. Black and gold now 1-5 on the season here with the Cajun Cannon at the Swamp Room in Metairie. Make sure you stop by and say hey, little therapy session with Bobby. Also, get some good grub, a burger, some wings here. Cajun Cannon, definitely a tough one to reflect on. I think that's been a lot of case with these losses this season. The fact that they've been in the game, they've been hanging around, but just haven't been able to do enough to close the door to be successful.
Well, we got to make plays, and this is the number one thing right here is that we're behind the ball. We're not good enough to have to play catch-up. Now, we had our first lead in the first quarter this season. Now, we're winning 3-0, but you know, go 5 plays, 59 yards. Groovy makes a 35-yard field goal. It would have been a lot nicer if you'd have been up, you know, 7-0 instead of 3-0. But I said this at halftime. The defense has now allowed a touchdown by the opposing team in its first two possessions in 4 consecutive games.
Right. Say that again, Bobby.
Okay. The defense has now allowed touchdowns on the first two possessions in 4 consecutive games.
So that's 14 points, boom.
Yeah, so I'll say we're going to go to Chicago. The Bears are going to, on the first two possessions, they're going to have 14 points. That has to change. And we've been outscored now in the first quarter 65-16.
Oof.
So we're having to play catch-up. And when you look at it, 51 offensive plays, that's not good, you know, because we're not converting on third down. You know, you want to be 65 plays at least as an offensive unit or 65-plus, and we're 3 of 9, 33%. Now, that'd be good from a defense perspective like we did last week against the Giants, you know, giving up like that low 30s. But today the Patriots, well, 46%, 6 of 13. If you look at Drake May at halftime, he had a perfect quarterback rating. Well, I mean, so that means a perfect quarterback rating. That means that he's not uncomfortable and he's playing awesome. And Drake May definitely looks like the real deal. Now, when you look at Drake May, I said this during the week to show you why he's that's a small fraternity and where he's at right now. And look at his age. Considering players under the age of 24 with at least 200 passing yards and a passer rating of 100 or higher in most consecutive games in NFL history, he now has 5. Okay, Pat Mahomes did that in 2018. He had 7. Dan Marino, when I was playing, he had 6 back in 1984. Pat Mahomes, again, in 18 and 19, he had 5. Dak Prescott, 2016, had 5. Now Drake May ties them. Today he had a quarterback rating of 140. And he had 261 yards passing.
Unreal.
I think for us to have a chance, the defense has to play better. We have to be more opportunistic. I thought we needed to be like +1 or +2. We were +5 for the season. coming into this game. The Patriots were minus one. So they end up being plus one. So they're even for the season, and now we're plus four. So we're not good enough for that to occur. Now, as far as penalties, I think it was a flag-happy group. And you can't say, you know, usually, oh, a lot of Saints fans say, oh, the refs cheated. No, the refs didn't cheat. The Saints got at least two definite breaks. That ain't no penalty. That went against the Patriots. So the penalty calls went the Saints way, I think, overall. They had 11 for 65 yards, but we had 8 for 67. So that's a flag-happy crew. To me, 15 or more penalties, sometimes you wish they would keep it in their pocket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now with Blake Groupie, this will help him out going forward. He was 4 for 4. And field goals, and when he made that 54-yard, I said, well, he has to make this. He cannot miss it because you wanted to get within one score and end up having an opportunity for that. Now, there wasn't much punting going on. I thought that was interesting. The first punt in the game was by Kroger, 4 minutes and 23 seconds. He shanked it. You know, then their first punt was 2 minutes and 49 seconds. So, really, you think you'd see more punts than that. Now, as far as Chris Olave, okay, he started out the game. I thought, come on, Rattler, throw it out there. If you don't have to throw it, that was a 53-yard gain. Maybe he has a touchdown. Splash chunk play from the get-go. But a couple of times, why are you jumping to catch the ball? The ball's right there. You're jumping. Don't leave your feet. Why are you jumping? You look at one time it was a deep pass. They ended up getting a penalty against him, but he looked kind of like a spaz trying to adjust to the ball. I don't know what he was doing. And a contested catch. I hope he'd make that. I mean, that was a touchdown pass right in the end zone. He just got to come up with those plays if he's a number one receiver. And I thought overall, boy, it was a long day for our young defensive backs. I think they got kind of schooled a little bit when you look at the chunk plays by those Patriot receivers. And look at Butte from LSU. 5 targets, 5 catches, 93 yards, 18.6 yard average, 2 touchdowns, a long of 29. You look at Douglas, 3 catches, right average, right under 24 yards, 53 long gain, 1 touchdown. So, no. They were dicing us up from the get-go. And Olave got targeted. He had 10 targets, 6 catches. The stat line looks good, 98 yards, 16.3 yard average. Had that long gain to start the game, 53. But it should have been
A touchdown.
Yeah, it should have been a lot better. It should have been a lot better than that. Now, we only ran the ball 23 attempts, but we really didn't have enough plays. We only had 51 offensive plays. Like I said, that needs to be around 65 because you look at it, good balance, 26 pass attempts, 23 rushing attempts, but we only averaged 3.2 yards a carry. Kamara was at 3.1, Kendre Miller. you know, compared to his two previous games, you know, where he was over 4 yards, 2.6 yard average per carry. So Kamara, total yards from scrimmage, ended up getting 76. But for him to truly to be where we need him for our offense, that needs to be about 50 yards more. I would say around that 125 mark. Now, looking at Spencer Rattler, I mean, had a quarterback rating, 102.6, 20 of 26. Spencer Rattler's not necessarily why we're not winning, and we're not helping him when he is making the plays. I think he's playing with a lot of confidence, but as good as Spencer Rattler's been, Drake May's on a different level.
Right.
Drake May looks like amongst the elite of the NFL quarterbacks right now, and you could see the future that they're going to have with him. How he extends plays, his pocket awareness, you could see it on and on. And Spencer does an overall good job with his pocket presence, or pocket awareness, I should say. But the only time I thought, well, it was like a turnover, so I guess you could say that was even. Remember the 4th and 7, and I don't know if Drake May wasn't ready for the snap. It was like it went by him, or it didn't look like a bad snap. It was like minus 16, aborted play. To me, that was like a turnover. They were up 14 to 13. Now, we went 8 plays, 27 yards. And 34, Rattler to Olave would have been a 20-yard touchdown. How about you catch the ball? So instead of settling for a field goal, you know, you could have had a touchdown with that opportunity. And I thought at halftime they wasn't good, though, because we already had given up 22 points. Now, if it was at the end of the game and we were giving up 20, 22 points, I'd say, oh, well, that you know, the Saints always have to do something. But we end up, you know, doing pretty good when you consider they had 22 points at half and they only ended up with 25. So that was a positive there. But it didn't seem like that if we really needed to get a stop against the Patriots, they seemed like they were setting the tone. And they were always under control of the ebb and flow of the tempo. I mean, I thought overall, with our defensive backs, I mean, like Sanker, okay, Riley, Quincy Riley, oh, okay, this is the NFL. I mean, that's good. They're having to learn on the run. But they were making the contested catches, and we were not. And it's going to be tough to win in Chicago. I can tell you right now, we'll be dealing. I think it might be a nice football day. And right now, I don't know the forecast, but it's not going to be like it's and playing the Bears in December or something. So we have a great opportunity, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to come away with a win on the road. But unless you look at the Seattle game, well, that was an embarrassing performance. No, it's not embarrassing, but it's not PE class. Are you winning or are you losing? There's no moral victories. You know, like, oh, we're playing hard.
The fact
right
that
there.
It is close makes it more frustrating.
Yes, yeah. But then I think the Boo Birds would come out if you were getting stumped. Like a Seattle performance. But, no, we're right there. But, again, it all goes back to the moral of the story. The defense now has allowed a touchdown on opposing team's first two possessions in four consecutive games.
14 points, boom, boom, two drives
for
that.
When we go to Chicago, just look, the first two times the Bears got the ball. They can't be winning. They can't have 14 points on the board because then you're always playing catch-up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.